With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's new reciprocal tariffs cover a wide range of products. President Trump said that the trading partners have looted, pillaged, and raped American industry for decades, leading to a loss of U.S. jobs in manufacturing. Excessive government regulation forced many companies to set up shop overseas. This plan imposes tariff rates on many countries, including 34% on China, who is taxing America at 67%, 20% on the EU, which is taxing America 39%, 46% on Vietnam, taxing America at 90%, and 32% on Taiwan, who's taxing America at 64%. Michigan State Senator Mallory Morrow says she's running for the soon-to-be empty seat of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Bob Agnew has more.
Announcement comes as little surprise as she had already indicated she was considering a run to replace Peters, who won't be running for re-election. McMorrow's on the progressive edge of Democrat politics and has spoken openly about the need for fresh ideas and leadership in the party, something that suggests that if elected, she could join the chorus of progressive voices against Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
U.S. Supreme Court sides with the FDA in a vaping case.
The Supreme Court says the Food and Drug Administration during the Biden administration did not violate federal law when it denied an application from Triton Distribution, a Texas-based company, in the FDA's crackdown on sweet-flavored vaping products following a surge in e-cigarette use by teens. The FDA has rejected applications from more than a million nicotine products made to taste like fruit, dessert, or candy because the companies that make them couldn't show that flavored vapes net a public benefit as required by law. Donna Water, Washington.
This is SRN News. Christian parents are worried about their kids.
Lifeway Research has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades. And the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government building will be fined $500 a day for flying any flag other than the United States flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others. Political flags supporting a certain candidate or party, such as President Trump's signature Make America Great Again flags, are also banned. This is SRN News. A Manhattan federal judge dismisses New York City Mayor Eric Adams' criminal corruption case with prejudice.
The with prejudice distinction means the case cannot be brought up again, even if Adams' relationship with President Donald Trump sours in the future. Adams has been accused of engaging in a quid pro quo with the Trump administration by complying with immigration priorities in exchange for having his case dropped. Judge Dale Ho wrote in his decision, quote, "There may or may not be good reasons to drop the prosecution, but the reasons articulated by the DOJ, if taken at face value, are inconsistent with the decision to leave the charges in the indictment hanging like the proverbial sword of Damocles over the mayor." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The driver accused in the killing of a mother and her daughters in a Brooklyn crash was in court Wednesday. Miriam Uremi faces three counts of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and other charges. Records show she has around 100 traffic violations over a two-year period. More details at SRNnews.com.